Home care, Esther speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, can I transfer to the billing department?
Sure, may I ask who I'm speaking with?
LaToya.
Okay, just hold on one moment, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Hi, LaToya.
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Esther. I know we spoke earlier.
Yes, hi, Esther. I'm glad I was able to reach you. I'm like, I could not remember your name.
It's okay.
So I just said village department. So I wanted to pay my mom's bill today. And then moving forward, we're going to cancel her home care services. It just hasn't been a very good fit. The last month or so, my mom's not pleased.
With a caretaker. Okay. Did you want to find you someone else?
No, she said right now she's just going to pretty much, she said, because the only thing they're helping her with is, like, her house cleaning, and she said, I can do that for myself, and then she has a person who's in the building who comes and assists her as well.
Okay.
So she's wanting to cancel it. She wanted to just finish the week out because the aide didn't come today. We didn't find out till like 8:50. She was supposed to get here at 9. And then on Monday, she left at 10:37. My mom's services are from 9 to 11. She left at 10:37 and was witnessed sitting in her car eating whatever.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, it hasn't been very good experience.
Did the nurse come by today, or was the nurse scheduled to come by today for you?
Yep, the nurse came today. Yep,
he did come.
And he's great. Yep, he was great with my mom, meds, and things of that nature. The nurse has been awesome, Dina and also the gentleman today.
Okay.
They've been great.
Okay. Do you want, I should give you a call in like a month and let me know how things are going, if you want to start again or?
Yeah, well, right now we're just going to cancel after we'll pay up.
Okay.
I know we got to pay this bill and whatever else we owe, we'll pay it. But my mom, she doesn't want it right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, I'm going to put a note out. We're going to cancel out and let Bridget know and remove her from her schedule. Okay, can you just let me know, did you receive an invoice in the mail?
I did, yes. Let me pull that out.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Did I put it? Hold on just a moment. Make sure. Oh, yep, here. Right here. Yep. And it was for... Oh, no, that's not it. That was letting me know about the transition. Just check something really fast. Might be on my dining room table. Let me just check, and I believe it is. Yes. Yes. Yep, I did receive the invoice, and it was for...
It has January on there?
Nope, this is for December 1st to December 31st for $837.27 with a due date of 2/5.
Okay. So, nothing for January. So, for January and February... Sorry, let me go back. January and February, we're going to send the invoice. Do you want me to send it by email?
No, I like the actual physical copy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I'll do that. And send it to 462 for Onondaga Boulevard?
Nope. They come to me in Rochester. I can give you my address.
Okay. What is it?
It's 148
mm-hmm.
Auburn, A-U-B-U-R-N, at Rochester, New York, 14606.
14606. Is there an apartment number or it's just a house?
It's a house.
Okay. It's Auburn Road or?
Auburn Ave.
Avenue, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Near LaToya, okay. Do you pay by credit card or check?
We pay by credit card.
Okay.
And I can give that to you whenever you're ready.
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, it's 5123-3327-3134-5060.
Okay.
Expiration is 11/29.
Sorry, what was that again?
Expiration is 11/29.
11/29. Okay, and the code?
Yep. And the code is 563.
Okay. I'm just putting the card number on file. Do you want to first see the invoice, and then we'll call you to do the charge? So I'm specifically referring to services from January and on, because the bill that you got is up until January. And that you'll
correct,
be paying
yes.
the same way as you did up until now.
Okay, so I will just when I get the invoice, I'll just call this number back and make the payment
okay.
the same way.
All
okay.
right, sounds good.
And this was for $837.27, what we paid for today?
So I'm actually not making the charge for your existing bill. I'm going to contact an essential because I know they had an issue with a credit card processing system, and they would still be the ones handling any pay information for services prior to January 1st.
Okay, so then, moving forward, January 1st to now,
right?
It will be just paid. We'll be paying through you. Okay, so
right.
you will call them for us to pay that. Can they let us know when
sure.
that goes through? Because I have to keep track of my mom's
absolutely.
Account.
So I'll reach out to them and I'll let them know that whenever they have their system back up and they're going to charge to let you know that it's been charged. And
okay.
I'll send the invoice by mail to you, and then when you get it and you review it, want to give me a call, I'll be able to charge for that invoice.
Okay, how does it work when the aide leaves early, you're in her scheduled time?
So we will only bill you for the time that she was with you. Same thing with the aide. They only get paid for what they're clocked in.
Okay, so how would they... Like, for instance, like, she was still on the premises just sitting in her car. I don't know if she will.
Which day was
in
that?
Her
today?
Hours. That was Monday, which would have been...
Okay. I
want to
see what time she has clocked out here. So Monday we had her scheduled from 9 to 11, but she came at 9:13, and she clocked out at 10:52. But let me know if she left earlier than that.
She left at 10:37.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know. Either way, the time gets rounded on her end, so...
Okay.
10:52 would round her back down to 10:45.
Okay.
If she clocks out at 10:37, that would move her back to 10:30. 10:38 would pay her up to 10:45. So it rounds it up and down to the nearest quarter. So we're talking about the 7 and 8 minute markers of each quarter of the hour.
Okay. So she did come late that day, and y'all was okay. Just
right.
So.
Yeah. So she's not being paid from 9. She's being paid from 9:15. She came at 9:13, but she'd be paid from 9:15. And her clocker was at 10:52, so that would only pay until 10:45. But if she left at 10:37, really that would round her back to 10:30.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you
okay.
very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.